Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. God remembers our sins no more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. One of the most powerful superheroes in the X-Men series is Professor Xavier. He doesn't have big muscles, but he has a powerful brain. Professor X can even make people forget things they know. If he had that superpower, how would you use it? You could confuse your friends so that you always win at games. You could make everyone forget your bedtime so you can stay up all night. You could have a lot of fun playing with people's memory. Maybe you'd want to do something a little more important. You could make your family forget the mean words you said to them. You could make a friend forget something that hurt their feelings. You could undo a lot of sad things if you could make people forget. That's what God did. God has a super powerful mind. He knows all things, which means that he knows all the nice things every person has ever done. He also knows all the bad stuff. Even when nobody else is watching, God is. Even if you can hide your sins from some people, God knows about them. Every single sin makes God angry. Just think how mad he would be if he thought about the sins of the world. It sure would be nice if we could erase God's memory. But here's the good news. God chose to forget your sins. He said, "I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." God knows what you have done, but he chooses to forget about all the bad things. He didn't erase that memory by using a superpower. Instead, he used his son, Jesus. Your sins didn't magically disappear. Jesus took them from you. God got angry at Jesus instead of you. He punished Jesus instead of you. He killed Jesus instead of you. When Jesus died on the cross, he used his super powerful death to wash from God's memory every one of your sins. Imagining Jesus on the cross can make us sad because we know our sins made him suffer. But imagining Jesus on the cross can make us happy too. Christians gave a happy name to the day when Jesus died. It's called Good Friday. It is good that Jesus erased God's memory of your sins. By the power of Jesus, God remembers your sins no more. We ask for forgiveness in prayer. Lord, please forget our sins. You sent Jesus to take our sins away. Help us to trust that you love us for Jesus' sake. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.